Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Another shot of very cold weather is forecast for interior Alaska as Arctic air tracks south over the region tomorrow and Friday. The National Weather Service anticipates lows ranging between 30 and 50 degrees below zero Thursday and Friday nights. An agency-issued forecast discussion says cloud cover will determine where the coldest readings occur. The extreme cold is forecast to give way to a warming trend beginning Sunday, with high temperatures above zero expected in Fairbanks and other locations by Monday. A Fairbanks man is wanted in connection with assault, kidnapping, and other crimes in North Pole yesterday. An Alaska State Trooper post says 35-year-old Daniel McKinney reportedly forced his way into a Badger Road area residence before 8:30 last night, did about $2,000 in damage, assaulted a man inside with a gun, made threats, and forced a woman at the home into a vehicle and drove away. The woman later escaped without injury. McKinney remains at large, and troopers have requested an arrest warrant for him. A New Year's Eve ID dispute at a Fairbanks bar has raised questions about racism and state regulations. Two Spanish journalists who've worked in Mexico say the Red Fox Bar and Grill rejected their Mexican government-issued IDs as proof of age.
We were shocked. We were surprised. It's like we didn't understand why.
42-year-old Alberto Arce says he and 32-year-old friend Pablo Ferry had no problems presenting their Mexican IDs at other Fairbanks bars, but that things turned nasty in their interaction with staff at the Red Fox.
I could understand that they chose not to serve us, but I didn't understand why they became that aggressive.
Two or three bartenders came out and surrounded us, and the security guys came to us, and they started pushing us towards the exit.
Arce says he told them what they were doing was wrong and threatened to call police, but Red Fox manager Jennifer Walker blames the tense situation on Arce.
He escalated things and was starting to be rude and verbally abusive towards the girls, telling them they were racist, yelling at them.
Arce disputes that, saying he was not drunk or aggressive and suspects he and Ferry were victims of discrimination.
The only piece of information they had about us were our Mexican IDs. So, of course, we raise the legitimate question of, was it because they thought we were Mexicans?
I kind of personally take offense to that.
The Red Fox's Walker maintains staff were only following state law, which defines valid forms of identification for being served alcohol as a passport, a driver's license, or an ID card issued by a state or federal agency. Alaska Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office Director Erica McConnell says the state would be satisfied with a foreign government agency-issued identification card, but notes that alcohol sellers are not required to accept such IDs. Alaska Cabaret, Hotel, Restaurant, and Retailers Association President and CEO Sarah Oates says the industry group recommends members proceed carefully when it comes to checking IDs.
If it's not a driver license or state-issued ID or a passport, then we try to be more cautious.
Oates says the stance is to protect against liability. The ID dispute at the Red Fox is likely over. Arce says he did not call police and is not planning to press the issue, but wants people to know what happened. Arce is this year's Snedden Chair at the University of Alaska Fairbanks Journalism Department. A former Denali National Park sled dog is recovering after being lost and caught in a trap. The 3-year-old Husky Solus belongs to Susan and Greg Dudgeon of Fairbanks. Susan Dudgeon says Solus is a highly socialized dog, but is scared of fireworks and ran away from their Birch Hill area home on New Year's Day. Dudgeon describes an ensuing frantic effort to find the dog.
Going everywhere that we could think of to look for and calling her with flashlights and in the car. And we went out the next day then and made posters and flyers.
Dudgeon says the couple received numerous reports of sightings, which culminated 3 days later with Solus being found near a pipeline viewing site in Fox. Dudgeon says Solus was limping on an injured and frozen rear foot.
She was in a trap, obviously, for 3 days. You can see where the trap had a hold of her leg and could not get out.
Trapping is legal in much of the area, and Dudgeon believes Solus was freed from the trap. She says Solus lost 8 pounds and would not likely have survived another night as temperatures dipped last week. She says Solus was treated at a local vet clinic and is now recovering at home, but the injury prognosis is uncertain.
We're in a waiting game right now. She could lose her toes. She could lose her leg.
Dudgeon thanks the numerous people across the community and around the globe via social media who helped find Solace. She points to Solace's time at Denali as part of why so many got involved.
A lot of people have had come in contact with her in the last 3 years and just adopted her into their hearts, and she's their dog as much as she is ours.
Dudgeon is a writer and plans to author a book about Solace.
There's a story to be told here. You know, the main humane treatment of animals and, you know, even trapping, as well as how the community of Fairbanks and really internationally just came to our rescue.
Dudgeon says that Solace's future could include community service like helping comfort people who suffer amputations and other injuries. The U.S. National Cross Country Ski Championships concluded in Vermont yesterday, and Alaskans were on the podium again. Fairbanks Olympian Logan Hahnemann placed second in the men's skate technique sprint, while Alaska Pacific University program teammate Hannah Halverson was second in the women's race. Another Alaskan, Luke Jaeger of Anchorage, won the junior men's sprint. I'm Dan Bross.